Winning Wednesday mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. All right, here we go. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. 47 right now and a sunny sky and a beautiful morning. The reason it's beautiful is because Kim Melton's in from Wilkin. Wilkin Soil and Water. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Bill.
It's been a while since we've talked. Yes. I always like seeing your smiling face show up.
Thank you. You
sent me two sheets of things, and I'm looking over this. You've got the soil health report, and you're talking about the soil health program. I'm going to let you decide which one you want to go with first, because there's a lot of information here.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You know what? I'm excited to share this report, and I do share this with our watersheds and with our county and show them, you know, just what Wilkin County is having a success with, because that kind of builds our story. Mm-hmm. And then it provides us with the ability to get more funding to continue more programs. And
you've had a lot of success, Kim.
We have. And you really have. These farmers are amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I'm gathering funding for them, but realistically, they're the ones implementing it. They're the ones deciding to make a change on their farm or in their operation and see how this fits. They're the ones with the successes. I'm the one just helping them get some funding and kind of take away that risk, because change is the unknown, right? It's the fear of, well, what's it gonna look like, and does it work, and am I gonna have time for it, and
yeah,
how does this really affect me in the bottom line?
It scares people.
It is, I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. You know, I got family and farming, and so I can see firsthand, you know, what that would be like, and so we try to find that funding, and we try to be that resource that farmers can lean on to, you know, get them through those first steps until they are really confident and they grow in what they want to do, what they want to see, and how they want to implement it. One thing that I think I like the most is every farm operation is different. So it's like a clean slate every time you sit down with a new farmer, because, hey, what about this? I have this sitting in the trees. Can I use this, or can I broadcast that? How do I get this on? What if I did this? Everyone has their unique recipe on how they want to implement soil health strategies. So I think that is what makes my job a lot of fun, too.
Well, and each time it's a brand new relationship for you, and it's a brand new partnership with these people. So that's exciting in itself.
It is. And I think, you know, Mother Nature's playing her hand and really pushing some of this, because, man, when you get these 60-mile-an-hour winds, that dirt blows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They know they're not getting it back.
Yeah.
And once that's gone, you know, someone else is collecting it, whether it's 12 miles away, 15 miles away, or 30 miles away. I mean, the wind picks that stuff up and it's gone. And that is what they need to sustain that crop. You know, that is what they need to turn that fertilizer into plant food to grow that crop. And once it's gone, you're not getting it back. So they're realizing, too, like, we need to take better care of our soil and keep it covered and try to keep it in place, because that's what's going to keep farming around.
And I thought of that, too, the day of that really wicked windstorm. I think it was a Saturday. I'm seeing all this dirt in the air. I go, there's a lot of money blowing around out there.
It really is. And, you know, we have rich soil. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are one of the richest in the nation here in the valley. And so this soil is so forgiving. I mean, we beat it up, and then it produces 200 bushel corn crop the next year. And it's impressive how well it handles the tools that we put into it. But at the same time, these farmers that I'm working with they're rocking and rolling on implementing these practices. So it's fun to share. And actually, like, some of these cool numbers, we covered just over 10,000 acres in cover crop last year.
Wow.
I love sharing that, because
that's,
like,
a lot of land.
That is, yes,
yeah,
that's huge. And that's brings a lot of awareness to the farming community on, like, wow, hey, they're making this work. I need to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of lessens that risk.
Nice domino effect, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it just rolls into the next.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a lot of great programs here. I'm looking at this just going, you know, the stats on this are pretty impressive, too. So and kudos to you and Wilkin Soil and Water, because, I mean, you've facilitated a lot of this.
Yes.
That's got to make you happy.
I have, actually. And that's what I think. That's why it's a success, because
mm-hmm.
I listen to the farmer.
Yeah.
Like, I sit down with the farmers and I'm like, you know, what do you need, or what would that look like for you to help you get that implemented? And luckily we got that $1.45 million from Cargill and General Mills, because they really helped us get flexibility in the land with private funding. The watersheds in the county, I got to give them credit, because they started all of this, giving me some cover crop money, which I still get from them. And that's kind of my play money for flexibility. But it's not a big pot of money, so it only covers about 40 farmers. And so getting that 1.45, that SHIP program that you see there, that's the Soil Health Incentive Program. That one really made everything take off, because that offered a three-year contract. So that made farmers like, okay, I'm going to pick this field and I'm going to work on my soil health here for 3 years. And they had no hesitation. Like, they jumped right into that. And then it just spread as more funding comes available. We're writing grants, we're pursuing funding, we're getting state money, and we're able to just keep contracting this money out. And I hate to say this, but as of right now, there's no funding left in any of these four programs right here. It's all contracted.
It's all taken care of.
The cover crop one that they can come in and just kind of get their feet wet, that one has money available in it right now. And so that one is sourced by the watersheds in the county. And so they each get money to take care of water quality programs. And so this cover cropping is reducing all this sediment and nutrients from running into our streams and water. So they get that special funding pool from the state, and I can use that money for this cover crop funding. So that money is going to be there. And then we do have this brand new one, which I'm super excited to share. It's the RCPP money. So RCPP is a regional conservation partnership program that is funded by federal funds, but we have $5.7 million that is coming to us this year. Super excited to get this. Very highly competitive grants.
First time ever?
First time ever.
Great.
And so I'm so excited, but we have a nice pot of money that is going to be available and to Clay Wilkin, West Ardell Grant, and Traverse Counties. So instead of us being five separate, we're a great big chunk of Minnesota that's going to be able to spend this funding. So
we'll just call it the region.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that is going to be our, that's going to be our playground for this money that's coming in. And so I've been telling farmers, come on in and sign up. When it rains, if it rains tomorrow, you know where I'll be. And so I'll be there the rest of the week too. And we're taking applications or signups, and hopefully this money will be ready by August and we'll have a contract in place, and they can get a hold of any of their soil and water conservation district and kind of get info to sign up or get an application on what you want to apply and what it would look like on your farm. And then we submit that, and hopefully by August there's contracts rolled out and people will get paid about November, December, once practices are complete and certified.
Exciting stuff, and all they have to do is give you a call or stop
in. And it's really not hard.
Right.
It's simple, because, you know, a lot of these guys are starting to do less tillage because they're learning that opens the soil more up to moisture and to blowing. And so, yeah, a lot of these practices like cover crop, crop rotation, and then the reduced till or no-till, you know, farmers can get that done because they're already doing that.
Right.
And so, like, let's just incentivize this and then maybe add a little cover crop and keep that soil covered. That's going to help everyone in the long run.
Some fantastic information. Kim, can we tease field day yet, or do we want to wait till next month?
July 10th.
July 10th. I love this. That just kind of makes me, it's a staple of my summer.
Me too.
So showing up for
I've already
day.
Been asked too. And so I'm like, you know what? We need to get it on our website and we need to get a flyer out.
Yeah.
I've had a couple farmers say, hey, what are you going to do for your tillage this year? And I'm like, hey, we're working on it. We've already got the seed in the ground. And so, yes, we are going to do some more live demos and, yep, a whole bunch of good information.
Educational, fun, and definitely informative.
Yes.
Kim, great to have you in here. Good to see you again.
You too.
And you're going to be back in June. We're going to talk about field day too.
Yes, let's do that.
In more detail. Kim Melton, Wilkin Soil and Water. We talk with our good friends from there once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a little bit of sunshine, 47 degrees. Good morning.
matter what you do, I do it better. You'd never be the one.